Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Hey, if you want to send us an email, again, as we always say, as long as it's a K-Love email, what does that mean? It means your email to us needs to be positive and encouraging.
Right.
And so if that's your motivation, then here's the address. comments@afr.net
and we don't mind criticism as long as it's constructive.
I do, but you may not.
My mom used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's kind of what we're going for here, folks.
You know, there's your address. Let your conscience be your guide. What you want to send us, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net is our email address. So Christopher Woodward now joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good afternoon for our East Coast listeners.
I don't know what you say to podcast listeners.
Hello.
Good whatever time you're listening to this program here on AFR. All right, what's your first story?
Well, I want to encourage everybody to continue to be in prayer for our nation's military. Certainly many people make it a point to do so, and a lot of people are gearing up for Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study. So let's all send a few prayers up for our military service members. I mention that because at least one American service member is dead after a U.S. military Osprey aircraft crashed off southern Japan. This has been going for several hours today. It's been our lead story throughout most of this morning's newscast that I've anchored. And Osprey is one of those aircraft that can take off kind of like a helicopter, and then the wings can rotate to a certain point and fly like an airplane. And apparently, several of these aircraft have been known to crash or have flight problems in recent years. But unfortunately, at least one service member is dead after one of these crashes.
In Japan, mm-hmm. so we're like a U.S. Air Force base or something?
Yes. Was it Air Force or Marines?
It was Air Force.
Okay. Because we do, I think we have Marines in Okinawa. And
we do.
So that's terrible news, I mean, in terms of the tragedy there. So an American serviceman died. What about the others? Are they injured?
Their conditions are unknown at this point. There were as many.
When did this happen?
You know, earlier today.
Okay.
There were anywhere from 6 to 8 crew members on board this Air Force aircraft. And again, it's an Osprey. And I say 6 to 8 because the initial report said 8, and they've since cut that down to 6. But some fishermen were fishing, and they said it looked like one of the engines had malfunctioned. There were a lot of flames, and it crashed there off the coast of southern Japan. So again, stay with AFN.net for more on this developing story.
Okay, what's your next story?
Well, you mentioned positive and encouraging messages.
Yes,
here.
That's what we like.
Here is a positive story, I think. And, you know, oftentimes I don't get to share good news on this here program, so here's my chance, Mom. A few days ago, some people on social media, which is one of the absolute worst places for positive and encouraging messages, there was a picture of an Oklahoma Sooners fan, who was celebrating his team's success. And this gentleman was missing several teeth. And a lot of people were making fun of him on social media.
Hockey player. They didn't know that.
The guy's name is J.P. Franklin. He's a resident of Chickasha, Oklahoma, if I said that correctly. And he was seen cheering for the Sooners during the team's win over TCU. And the post was littered with mean-spirited comments about his missing teeth. Mm-hmm. A doctor in the Oklahoma area caught wind of this and offered to bring this gentleman in and offered him thousands of dollars in free dental work.
Well, that's
positive and encouraging.
It sure is.
And did he take him up?
Yeah, he did. He called it a Christmas gift from God mixed with a little Sooner magic. If you want more on this story, I have put it in the Noon podcast on AFN.net.
I'm shocked, though, that people were mean on social media.
Oh, me too.
No, listen, obviously tongue-in-cheek, you get the worst of human behavior on social
media. You really do.
The worst, absolute worst. Sometimes I just think when I see a mean comment, I just go, "Well, you are just a lousy human being."
You can, you, to prove your point, you can almost take any topic you can't imagine. Okay, go to the internet, find a website or a social media presence for let's say gardening. Let's say gardening. Let's just say there's a gardening tips.
Yeah.
Social media site, Facebook, Twitter, our website. And they just have articles about you know, how to be a better gardener. Mm-hmm. If you read one of those articles and you go to the third comment down, somebody's talking about somebody's mama.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And how they wear army boots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky.
And then comment four is, oh, yeah, the reason children are starving is because you don't know how to garden.
Right.
You know, or something.
Yeah.
You know, your flowers stink.
Yeah.
You know, it takes you about four or five to prove your point.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll turn political. They'll be that proves that you're fill
right,
in the blank.
Right.
You're either on the right or the left.
Right.
And you know,
yeah.
It's
yeah. Yeah. May your sunflowers burn to the ground.
Yes.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I don't know that Donald Trump and or Joe Biden will be able to help you with your azaleas.
Right.
Names might be mentioned anyway.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yeah. And you're
anyway. That is a good story, and
I'll share the link on our Facebook page.
By the way, you did mention AFN a couple of times, American Family News. Tell our listeners briefly, about how they can, what AFN is, and how they can get connected.
Thank you for that. AFN is the website for American Family News, and you can find us on AFN.net. That's AFN.net. Again, it's the website for American Family News. So what you hear on the top of the hour in our radio newscasts, you're going to find much of that same information on our website, but there's a ton of things that never make the radio newscast. So do check us out on AFN.net. We have Associated Press content. We have political cartoons. We've got columns from a number of people, including friends and fellows there at Family Research Council. A ton of stuff. Rusty Pugh even compiles a latest from the web section, so you don't have to spend a lot of time throughout your day checking out other websites. Just visit us at afn.net.
So the fella had one tooth?
He had, I don't know.
How many teeth he had?
He was missing several, is how it's described.
Okay, but now he's going to get free dentistry work or orthodontist.
Thousands of dollars in dentistry work. He doesn't have to use his health savings account card to cover expenses.
Good. Good for him. And that's a great
gesture. For that doctor. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Steve might have mentioned this earlier this week, so forgive me, but you mentioned AFN.net. I bring that up because I can vouch for all of the staffers we have on AFN.net. We're not robots. We don't use artificial intelligence.
You have feelings.
Oh, we do. We do. It might have been hurt many times.
Yes.
But Sports Illustrated, I don't know if you guys have followed this. Sports Illustrated is the latest media company damaged by an AI experiment gone wrong. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay.
And by the way, when we say AFN, for those who are new to the network, we're talking about American Family News.
Yes.
Which Fred is in charge of the news department, and you're his right-hand man.
I try to be.
Chris, so when we say AFN, we're talking about our news service that we provide here at AFR. Mm-hmm. And we have a website with the news on there, right, AFN?
AFN.net, yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, gotcha. So you're back to your...
And I do want to say that I have not... I used to get Sports Illustrated until the first year they came out with the swimsuit edition, and my wife said... No more Sports Illustrated.
No boss.
To which I said, happily, okay? But that's how long it's been since I've gotten Sports Illustrated.
They've had those for a while.
But what's your point about Sports Illustrated now?
They are the latest media company damaged by an AI experiment gone wrong. Apparently, there were some articles that might have been written by authors that do not actually exist. And come to find out, an investigation from another news outlet determined that some of the pictures that they have published in Sports Illustrated magazines were actually images generated by artificial intelligence and not images taken by actual people.
Are we sure the organization or news agency investigating Sports Illustrated wasn't using AI to investigate them?
News reports that I've come across, including those from the Associated Press, did not go that far, but we could find out.
Are you talking about this where they just have content generated by computers?
Yes.
And it's quality enough to use as report to be something on the level of Sports Illustrated?
Apparently so. And it's not.
What does Sports Illustrated say?
Well, they have they've said they've not done anything wrong, but they did get rid of a vendor that was found to be using artificial intelligence materials.
Yeah.
This is this is going to be an interesting decade coming up. Thank goodness I'm you know, I don't know how long I'll be here. Hopefully it's more than just the next decade, but I think you're going to find a human beings saying we don't want anything written by AI, and you're going to have maybe these two classes of people where, no, I want stuff painted by, created by, graphics produced by, pictures taken by, words written by human beings. And then you'll have all these other folks saying, I don't care as long as I can read the truth. This is going to be, it's going to be interesting how this kind of separates people.
Yeah, earlier today, and I think it was in our 11 o'clock newscast, we had what's called a reader. It's just the news anchor reading some material there. But we had a reader in a previous newscast today. Apparently, the Gwinnett newspaper chain, which is huge. It's like the Kroger of newspaper chains. It owns a bunch
Gannett?
Of newspapers. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He said Gwinnett.
I did.
Gwinnett's Georgia.
Yeah, Gannett. Thank you very much.
Gannett.
And then
Gwinnett, actually.
CNET, which is a tech website. They also abandoned some AI efforts that did not go the way they hoped. So it's not just Sports Illustrated. We'll probably find, you know, some other people in the future that have.
Hey, can AI generate me like a national championship for my college football team? Because I mean, I'm.
Am I allowed to answer?
I are Mississippi State grads.
Yes, and proud of it.
And fans, and we know that that's not in our future. To win a national championship.
We are a baseball school with a football program, Tim.
Yeah. So my point is, can AI generate a national championship for you if you want one some kind of alternative universe?
You could probably find today an AI program that would write the stories of fake games that you could read all the way through.
That's all
the
I need. I just need some.
And apparently they could create.
Like a virtual reality?
Yeah, photos.
Yeah, okay.
That time Joe Sixpack lined up under center and threw 92 touchdowns against DeVry Tech.
Joe.
DeVry Tech.
Yeah.
Anyway, so AI, we don't know whether. So that, but that may be on the horizon where you can have your own. You know, your team can win a championship if you just type it in. And
yeah, tell them this is what I want.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's our schedule.
Yeah, please write stories on this.
Write stories on it. You know what's interesting is that human beings have to kind of check up on what their AI program is writing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have humans who go, no, wait a second, that's not right.
Yeah, you got to have somebody program the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
We had a story a few days ago that Robert Thornton did for us. Robert is our afternoon anchor at American Family News, and he does stories for us on occasion, full-length stories. He interviewed James Spann, well-known meteorologist over in the Birmingham television area, about the use of AI in meteorology, and they've been using it for a long time in various models to try to help them determine where the tornado is going to be or ice storm,
right,
what have you. And so James was saying, you know, we've been using this for a while, but we should never get to a point where AI completely replaces the meteorologist, because you still need somebody, kind of your boots on the ground, somebody that knows the area. And there was a funny line in there where Mr. Spann told Robert, AI can do a lot of things, but it can't tell you what the Dollar General looks like in Gordo, Alabama. So, you know, like to your point, we still need some humans to kind of be the guardian.
I read something that said that AI, software, programming, whatever, is actually more accurate in projecting what the weather's going to be like. Did you see that?
Yes.
It was a couple of weeks
ago. Spann did talk about how it's incredibly helpful to help them to determine where the tornado is going to be, because there's been a lot of focus on bad weather, and we're in a bad weather month here in the great state of Mississippi, other parts of the country as well. So, you know, do check with – don't just think, if it's my time, it's my time. you know, check in with your local weather forecast.
What do you mean, if it's my time, it's my time?
Well, I have some people that don't, they don't stay as glued to the TV as I do.
Are they like weather fatalist?
Yeah, they're just like, you know, if it's my day to go, it's my time to go. I'm going to go back to bed.
They're not going to go to their safe place.
Right.
And they're not even going to be paying attention to what.
There are people that do this?
Yes.
I don't know. Not in my house.
Yeah. I stay glued.
Well, I got to tell you, okay, I understand what you're saying here. You're saying people who say, if the tornado is going to hit my house, then it's my time to go.
Right.
So there's no point in me.
Right.
Go into a storm cellar or basement or such. Okay, I got it. Well, I have that view between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. That's my philosophy. If I'm in bed, pretty well asleep, and the alarm goes off, the alarm might as well not even have gone off because it's not going to move me to do anything. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely understand.
You in the same category?
Same category.
Yeah.
I shut off my notifications.
That's when you take a very providential view.
Yes.
of life. You just say, if it's going to hit my house between 1 and 5 or 6 a.m., so be it.
Right.
Well, you don't say so be it. You just say it is what it is.
Yeah.
I guess that means so be it. All right, Chris, next story. We got a lot of good theology here coming up, just like I just laid out.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm working on my PhD.
What does that mean, Chris?
Well, for some people, piled higher and deeper, but for others, a doctorate in philosophy.
Higher, deeper.
You never heard that?
No, I never heard that.
Yeah, that's
piled higher and deeper.
Some people have them too. We've aired some of their sound bites on this here program. Talking about American Family News and the benefit that we strive to provide for our listeners and supporters here at American Family News, one of the organizations we interview on a frequent basis is Media Research Center. Steve often does work with Curtis Houck and Tim Graham and other people from Media Research Center. And so I thought of Steve. I wanted to bring in a Steve-type story here in his absence today. And by the way, Steve Paisley-Jordahl is still with us. He's just not here today.
Hey, by the way, if somebody wants to send gifts to Steve this Christmas season, they need to be a Paisley design. Okay? Right, don't you think, Ed?
That seems to be what he likes.
Yeah.
He loves ties.
Yeah, ties. He's not Billy Argyle guy. Have you noticed? He's just more is Paisley or polka dots.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Paisley or polka dots.
Do you call them polka dots?
Dots? Wasn't there a John Grisham novel named that? Paisley or polka dots?
I think the set.
That was the one that did become a movie.
It was Irma Bombeck.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Media Research Center, they've done some research and found that big tech has been censoring Republican presidential candidates while allowing Democratic candidates like Joe Biden to just be able to post and whatnot willy-nilly on social media.
Oh, go ahead.
I thought you were going to ask me something. So basically what's happening here, I'm going to paraphrase this because I got a soundbite I want to try to work in. You can't necessarily, not everybody can see Vivek Ramaswamy's tweets or something Nikki Haley says or Governor Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump, who has his own social media network, was even found to have not been able to pop up in all kinds of web searches. Google and other web providers have been apparently doing things that would prevent you from finding Donald Trump articles and stuff like that. Meanwhile, you can find whatever you want to about Joe Biden, much of which is pro-Joe Biden. Right. So I've got some audio here of Fox News contributor Joe Concha being asked about this problem here. It is. What clip is it, Brent? Oh, we did air this earlier, but clip 7.
It's deja vu all over again, to quote Yogi Berra. I mean, the usual suspects are involved here, just like they were leading up to the 2020 election. You have Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it now, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok. All according to this Newsbusters report, engaging in this alleged censorship. It is censorship that it included candidates from Vivek Ramaswamy to RFK Jr. Even Jill Stein is getting censored. I mean, can Jill Stein get a break? I mean, please. So the good news is that voters are aware that big tech is engaging in attempting to tip the scales on this front, on the information front, and they will be called out for it, as we are doing now. People are paying attention, and they're not going to get away with it.
Speaking of deja vu, if you experienced that just now, it's apparently something Fred called for in the earlier in the show. I was doing some newscasts, so I didn't get to listen.
I don't remember us playing that.
Okay, it was marked off.
And okay, and I was sitting right here. Although sometimes did we play that? Okay,
just strike that from the podcast.
Sometimes I don't pay attention to what people are saying on the show. You know,
I don't listen to Fred either.
It's hockey news to tend to or. Okay, listen, that is a big concern.
It is, and I'll share the link.
Because Social is extremely influential, and if they can control the spigot, so to speak, in terms of information, then they have put a finger on the scale for our elections.
Yeah. That's I don't know what you can do about that. Just be aware of it, right? I don't know who controls Google. I mean, Google does, but I don't know what people do the algorithms to put into a system to make things pop up or don't pop up.
Right.
I don't know exactly how that works, but you got all kind of options today in terms of search engines.
Right.
You got Yahoo, you got DuckDuckGo, you got, I don't know, Bing. You got all kind of them. But I always found it interesting, and I don't have any proof for this. Google, you type in our ministry, American Family Association.
Okay.
We are the first thing that pops up. Okay. That is true. But the second thing that pops up is the Wikipedia page about us. And then the third thing, let's see, the fourth thing that pops up is Southern Poverty Law Center. And our mention in their on their website. Well, Southern Poverty Law Center hates our guts.
They do.
Right.
And that's putting it polite. They don't send us K-Love messages.
No, no. And they also skew intentionally their information about us to make us look as bad as they possibly can with things that have been quoted out of context decades ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's who they are. That's who the Southern Poverty, and a lot of media outlets quote them. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the American Family Association is a hate group.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't get to come back and say, well, according to us, Southern Poverty Law Center is a hate group.
Yes.
How you like that?
Right.
Huh? They don't do that. Mm-hmm. They only cite the left-wing organization that criticizes the, quote, right-wing organization.
Right.
But here's my point. I can't believe and don't believe that if this is based on traffic from Google searchers about American Family Association, that they're looking for what the Southern Poverty Law Center says about us as the number four thing
right
on the page. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't believe that. I think I have no proof of this, but I think somebody like at Google who's a lefty, I know this is conspiracy theory, but this is what he's talking about here. This has been proven a lot of times over the years, over the last decade or so, where right-wing or conservative groups or Christian groups have been downplayed. What's the right word I'm looking for here? By social media, by search engines?
Yeah. Shadow banned.
Shadow banned. Okay, shadow banned. That's been proven. You could talk to our friend right there at the Media Research Center, which you're citing there. So that doesn't surprise. I don't know where I was going with it. Finish that thought, but I don't have time because there's music.
I'm sure it was going to be important.
And I also just got a tornado warning announcement over my phone. I've got to go find a safe place.
Did you really?
No, I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
Usually you don't have tornado warnings when it's 45 degrees outside yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. When Ray is on here talking about how great it is or unseasonably warm, it's like, look out, Mississippi.
Yeah, let's see what it is here. In Tupelo, MS, USA, right now, 56. Headed for 62, my friend.
I'll take it.
62?
62 and sunshine. I'll take that every day. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everybody.